Phew! This moves fast, Princess Tamalpa.
I know. It won't be long before we'll be in Africa.
Africa? Great! I've heard it's 3 times the size of the United States.
Yes, it's enormous. We're going to visit a tribe of people known as the Ashanti.
I've heard of them. They come from Ghana, don't they?
Right, which is just north of the Gulf of Guinea. Look, Aunt Sally, we can see the whole continent from up here.
Wow, it looks like the head of a dog facing toward the Atlantic Ocean.
And Ghana's right under his chin.
I see one of the villages. Do you see the smoke from the fire?
Where? Oh, there it is. How exciting. At night, the people gather in the villages to tell stories.
Aren't they called Anansi stories? Isn't Anansi a spider or something?
Yes. According to the Ashanti, he's the smartest and most stupid of all creatures.
I've heard sometimes he's a hero and sometimes he's a scoundrel.
I know, but he's always entertaining. Here we are, Aunt Sally.
Come, listeners. We're in an African village. It's a warm evening, and the children are all around the storyteller. She's wearing a pointed hat with little wooden animals hanging down from its brim. She points to a child who touches one of the figures hanging from her hat. Shh, now. She's beginning.
Kuninkanawa.
How many ears do you have?
Kuninya biyu.
We have 2 ears.
Karanuku kashalabari.
Add a third and listen to what I have to tell you. She's going to tell them the story of how Anansi brought stories to the world.
Listen, little children, sitting round my knees. Can you think of a day without story? Nah, nah, nah. Come now, close your brown eyes, chunk, and see. Ooh, Anansi, the one they call Spider, because he could weave the finest web. Now, one day, long ago, the children of Anansi's village were all crying.
How's that? What ails you, children?
We're bored, Anansi. There's nothing to see but the plains and the jungle. Nothing to do but hunt and cook. Nothing to hear but the hyenas cry. The world's a dreary, dreary place.
What, huh? A dreary place? No. Anansi saw that he had to let the children know what a funny, ha ha, sad, no, adventuresome world this is, yes.
Ha, stories. I must go to the sky god Nyame. He holds all stories in his golden box. It is time now for the world to have these treasures.
Then up to the blue sky. Ooh, Anansi wove his web until he reached the village of the sky god Nyame.
Whose head do I see coming up through the clouds?
Anansi, the one they call Spider, O sky god Nyame.
What do you want, Anansi?
I have come for the stories held in your golden box. The children must hear them, or they will think the world a dreary place.
Do you think I part with my treasure so easily?
I do not know what you do, O sky god.
You must pay for my stories. Bring me 4 things. Osebo, the leopard with the needle teeth. Mboro, the hornet with the stings of fire. Miotia, the fairy who's never seen. And Onini, the python snake with the squeeze of death.
Then Nyame laughed. For these 3 things were impossible. Nah, nah, nah. But Anansi simply climbed back down, down, down to brown, dusty earth. Bonk, and set to work. First he went into the forest. Chee, 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 pop. To wait for Osebo, the leopard with the needle teeth. Osebo, come. Shum, shum, shum.
Roar, Anansi, you stray from your village.
Aha, Osebo, just in time you come by.
In time, yes, in time to have you for lunch.
Maybe so, but first let's play a game.
What game?
The tying hand and foot game. First I tie you, then I untie you, then you tie me, then you untie me.
Ha! not before I eat you, my foolish fellow. Yes, I will play your game, Anansi.
So Anansi, oh, to creeper vines, ha! And wound them round leopard's paws, and pulled them up tight. Oh! Then he hung leopard from a tree branch and said,
"Now, Asibo, you are ready to meet the sky god."
By and by, Anansi was walking through the jungle, when he spied the paper mill nest of Mumburo, the hornets with stings like fire. Ha! He broke off a large leaf from a banana bush nearby and filled the gourd with water. Next, he held the leaf over his head and sprinkled water from the gourd on his head. Then he poured the rest of the water on the hornet's nest. He called to the hornets,
"It's raining! It's raining! Come quickly into my gourd so the rain won't tatter your wings!"
Thank you, Anansi! Bzzz. Then, pop! Anansi put a lid on the gourd and hung it next to the leopard in the tree, saying,
"Now, Mburo, you're ready to meet the sky god."
By and by, Anansi carved a wooden small doll and covered it with sticky tree gum. Then he tied a creeper vine to it and set it on a path. Next, Anansi mashed up a bowl of cooked yams, all orange and sweetly smelling, and placed the bowl steaming, in front of the sticky doll. Then what did Anansi do? Ha! He hid behind a bush to wait. Shh! Who should come dancing down the path but Moetia, the fairy who's never seen. Ta 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 ta.
Ha! What's this I smell sweetly steaming? Yams in a bowl? My eating place yawns to gobble them up. May I eat your bowl of yams, oh small person?
Anansi pulled the vine wrapped around the wooden doll. Yes, it seemed to say. So Moetia ate up all the yams. Gum.
Thank you for your yams.
But the doll was still.
Don't you say something when someone thanks you?
But the doll was still.
If you don't answer me, I'll hit you in your crying place.
But the doll didn't move.
That does it.
Then, pa! Moetia hit the doll in its crying place, and her hand stuck fast to its cheek. Ha!
Let go of my hand or I'll hit you again.
Pa! Her second hand struck the doll's cheek. Ooh. Then, pa! Her feet stuck to the doll's sides. Only then did Anansi come out from behind the bush, and gather up the fairy in a sack, and hang her from the tree, saying,
"Now, Moetia, you are too ready to meet the sky god."
Finally, Anansi cut a thick bamboo pole, which he carried over his shoulder as he walked through the jungle. Whoosh. By and by, he saw Onini, the python snake with the squeeze of death, hanging down from a tall green tree. Buddha. Anansi started talking to himself in a lively, loud voice.
How stupid and disrespectful my wife is. She says he is shorter and weaker, but I say he is longer and stronger.
Anansi, why are you yelling so? You woke me up.
Onini, my wife and I cannot agree. She says you are shorter and weaker than this bamboo pole. I say you are longer and stronger.
How stupid you both are. Bring the pole under my tree.
So Anansi, laid the bamboo pole down under the tree. Pum. Onini came down, and stretched himself out, next to the pole. Then Anansi said,
"You seem a little short."
The python stretched farther.
"A little more."
"I can stretch no more."
"When you stretch at one end, you grow shorter at the other end."
"Tie my head to the pole so I won't slip, you stupid Anansi."
"Oh, Nini, you are so smart. Of course course I'll tie your head.
Then Anansi, oh, wrapped round Onini's head. Creeper, creeper vines, that were stronger than an elephant's trunk. Uh-oh. He ran, toti-tapa, down to the other end of the pole and called,
stretch now, lengthy one.
And Onini made his thick body as thin, thin, thin as a twig as he stretched it so hard. Anansi called again.
I will tie your tail. I think you're a little short.
Anansi wound the creeper-creeper vine, yes, round Onini's tail portion. Uh-oh. Then continued to tie up the snake's mid portion. Oh. Until the python was handsomely tied, ha, and couldn't move.
Well, well, Onini, it looks as though my wife was right. You are shorter than my bamboo pole. My wife's judgment was better than mine, I admit. But I would never be so foolish as you. You make a fine package for Nyame, the sky god.
Then Anansi, the one they call the spider, wove his flamboyant web round Osebo, Mburo, Muetia, and Onini, and carried them up, ha, to the sky god. Woo.
Anansi, you have returned.
Oh, sky god, I have brought you the price of your stories. I have brought you Osebo, leopard with needle teeth, Mboro, hornets with stings like fire, Moetia, the fairy who's never seen, and Onini, the python snake with squeeze of death.
I am surprised, so surprised, Anansi. You have indeed paid for all your stories. Now, here, everyone.
And the sky god called together all the warriors and wise men of his village.
Anansi has brought my golden box of stories. They shall hereafter, until forever, be called spider stories.
Anansi accepted the golden box from the sky god, and climbed back down to brown green earth, pum, where children of his village greeted him.
A story!
And Anansi opened wide the golden box. And the first story popped out. Bing, pop! And Anansi laughed and sat down with the children round his knees and said for the very first time,
we do not really mean that we are about to say is true. A story. Let it come, let it go.
Then Anansi told it, just as I have told it to you now. Such was the first story. If it be sweet, or if it not be sweet, take some away and let some come back to me.
Listen very carefully now to how Anansi tricked the elephant in the story, Anansi and the Elephant Go Hunting.
As it happens sometimes, little children, there once was a famine in the world. No one had enough food, and people were hungry. Even Anansi and his wife Aso. One of their main foods was yams, which is a sweet potato. And Aso begged her husband, please, Anansi, you must find us some yams or we'll starve.
Have you looked at the earth, woman? It's as dry as the wind. There are no yams to be found anywhere.
What will we do then, husband?
I have a yen for some meat.
Meat? Wherever will you find meat? You can't find yams. Surely your chances of finding meat are even less.
So you must have more faith in your husband. I have never let you down before. Besides, I have a plan.
Ha! Aso knew better, than to try and talk to her husband when he was scheming. So she kept silent, and waited, until Anansi's plan was told. Anansi wasted no time. He left immediately and traveled until he reached the place where the elephant lived. Boom.
Excuse me, my good friend. Won't you come into the forest with me to look for food? I know a place where there are some fine yams.
Yams were the elephant's favorite food, yes! So you can guess what his reply to Anansi was.
Yams, yum, yum. Of course I'll go with you, but I can't imagine where we'll find yams. The earth is so dried up that nothing can grow in it.
What you say is true, Sir Elephant, but there's a huge garden deep in the forest where I go wherever there's a famine. The ground is moist and rich, and the yams are the biggest you've ever seen.
You don't say. Well, let's be on our way to this wonderful place.
Good. I'll lead the way, so you need to stay very close to me.
Gladly. I can taste those yams already. Lead on, Anansi.
Anansi skipped off poppity-goo towards the forest, and the elephant had to run ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom to keep up. Soon they were among the big trees, where there was no path to follow. No, no. Anansi was so small, and was able to move easily through the trees. Poppity-ka-poo-poo. But the elephant had more and more trouble keeping up pa-pum, pa-pum, pa-pum because he was so big and had to squeeze between the trees.
Hold on there, Anansi. It's gotten awfully dark and I can't see you any longer. Are you there?
Yes, yes, I'm here. Just follow my voice.
The elephant stumbled on, pa-boom, pa-boom, breaking branches and frightening the smaller animals as he crashed through the forest, pa-boom. At last, Anansi led the elephant between two great, great trees which stood close, close together. In those days, the elephant's behind was larger than his front part, so though his head and shoulders and front legs passed between the two trees, boop, 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 his rear end did not. Uh-oh! He was stuck. Bum, bop, 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 bop.
Help! I can't move! Help!
You just need to push harder.
The elephant grunted, ah! And groaned, oh! And pushed, ba-boom, and pushed, ba-boom. But instead of freeing himself, he was caught even tighter between the trees, ba-boom, bop. At last he said,
it's no use, Anansi. I can't move another inch.
You have to do something or you'll be food for the leopard.
But what can I do? I've tried and tried, but I can't get free.
Let's rest a while. It will give me a chance to think.
While they rested, Anansi thought, boop-a-dee-pop-pop-pop-poo. But his thoughts were no different than the ones he had when they first entered the great forest. No, for he had deliberately, yes, led the elephant between the two trees, knowing full well what would happen. Uh-huh. At last he spoke.
You know, if I could just cut away a little of the meat from your rear, I'm sure you'd be small enough to pass through the trees.
Anything. Cut all you want. I just want to be free.
Very well, if you wish.
And so Anansi, poo-poo, pulled out his knife and sliced away at the elephant's hips. Until the elephant was small, small enough to pass through the trees. Boop!
Hooray! I'm free! You'll have to tell me where you are, Anansi. It's still too dark to see you, and I'm hungrier than ever for those yams.
Wait here. I'll return very soon.
But Anansi had no intention of returning, ha! He picked up the meat, and carried it out of the forest. Push, push, push. Soon he reached his house and called out,
open the door, Aso. I brought us some meat.
Aso
peered out of the house. Oh, speechless for once. Mm-hmm. Then helped her husband carry the meat inside. Then they locked the door, chomp, and feasted, ahawk, chuckling over their good fortune. The elephant, po-boom, waited a long, long time for Anansi, to return. Finally, he could wait no longer and found his way out of the forest alone. Ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom. When he arrived at his house, his family was amazed at what they saw.
What's happened to you?
You've changed so much.
When you left, you had a large behind.
Now look at you. You're small, small. The elephant turned, and looked at himself. Oh, for the first time, he realized he had been tricked and was furious at Anansi. He called out to his youngest son.
You must go to Anansi's house and get back the meat he has stolen. He'll pay for this.
The youngest elephant child stomped off to Anansi's house. Ba-boom, ba-boom. He stomped so hard, ba-boom, ba-boom, that Anansi heard him coming, ba-boom, ba-boom, and grabbed his drum and began to beat it like so. Then Anansi sang,
Someone stands outside my door. Who is it that stands outside my door? Why are you standing when you should be dancing?
The elephant child replied, I am the elephant's youngest son, and I refuse to be outdone. Give me my father's meat. Anansi called out,
The meat was tasty, and we are full. We have no need for any more. Why are you standing when you should be dancing?
The elephant child could no longer keep his feet still. Try as he might to control them. The music, dum-dum-da-dum, made him dance, ta-dum-da-dum. And dance he did, backwards, forwards, all round the house, unable to stop, ta-dum-da-dum. His father waited for his youngest child to return. When he didn't appear, the father at last sent his second son, boom. When the second son arrived at Anansi's house, he saw his younger brother dancing, ba-bum, ba-bum, and heard the drum beating, ba-bum, ba-bum, and Anansi singing.
Someone stands outside my door. Who is it that stands outside my door? Why are you standing when you should be dancing?
To this the elephant child replied, I am the elephant's second son. And I too refuse to be outdone. Give me my father's meat. Again Anansi cried out,
The meat was tasty, and we are full. We have no need for any more. Why are you standing when you should be dancing?
Anansi beat his drum, pum, 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 and the second elephant child's feet began to twitch and tingle until he too, could no longer stand still. Soon he was dancing, with his brother. They danced back and forth and up and down and all around, neither of them able to stop. Meanwhile, their father was furious, than ever that his missing hide, had not been returned. At last he sent his eldest son to reclaim the meat. But the same thing happened. He heard the music, yes. Saw his brothers dancing, ta-tong, ta-tong. And before he could finish his business with Anansi, he too was dancing, up and down, round and round, this way and that. While they danced, their father waited. And now he was so very angry, he could hardly speak.
What happened to my sons? They should have been back long ago with my meat. What has that scoundrel Anansi done now? There's nothing else to do but go there and find out myself.
The father elephant stormed out of the house, ba-boom, 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 and trotted towards Anansi's place, ba-boom, 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 snorting and scowling all the way. When he arrived,
He saw his children dancing around and around, and he heard Anansi's drum beating pom pom pom. And he yelled at his sons.
Stop, you fools! You're supposed to be getting my meat from Anansi, not dancing.
But we can't, Father!
We can't! And then Anansi sang out.
Someone stands outside my door. Who is it that stands outside my door? Why are you standing when you should be dancing?
The elephant shouted, angrily.
I am the father of these elephants. You will not outsmart me again. Give me back my meat.
And Anansi sang out,
the meat was tasty and we are full. We have no need for any more. Why are you standing when you should be dancing?
Anansi continued to beat the drum pom pom, and suddenly the elder elephant began to dance too. Boom, 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 boom. He was helpless, to resist the music. First one foot, boom, boom, then another, boom, boom, began to tap in time to the music until he was dancing back and forth here and there, unable to control his feet. No! He danced so hard that he dug a deep pit, in front of Anansi's house. From inside the pit, he shouted,
Stop the drumming! Stop the drumming! I can't dance anymore!
But Anansi, continued to beat the drum, and the elephant, ba-bum, ba-bum, though tired, continued to dance. The older elephant called out again,
if you stop the music, I'll go away and won't bother you again. You can keep the meat, and I'll give you more besides. Only you must let us go.
Reluctantly, Anansi, stopped the music, and the father elephant and his children wobbled away, pum 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 pum, leaning on one another for support. It's said that this is how the elephant happens to have a bigger front end than hind end. And ever since that day, the elephant has lived in tall grass, avoiding forests, where he was tricked by the greatest trickster of all, Anansi.
Come, Princess Tamalpa. We need to get our listeners back to the story shop.
Okay, but we'll have to come back to Africa soon. There are so many wonderful stories here.
I agree. Soon. Come on, everyone.
That was fast.
Princess Tamalpa, are you hiding something?
Yes, I wanted to surprise you with this gift the Ashanti storyteller gave us.
She gave you her hat?
Yes, each of these little carved animals hanging from the brim stands for an Anansi story. See, here's the elephant.
Oh, and there's Osebo the leopard.
Anytime we want to tell an Anansi story, all we have to do is put on the hat.
Let's keep it in a very special place.
Good idea. Well, everyone, it's time to go, but we'll be back next week.
Same time, same station.
Goodbye. The Story Shop is a creation of Lily Iona Susi and Gail Whittenmeyer Mills.